Those are good.
All right. 3, 2. Which camera should I be looking at? That one? The one John's standing in front of? Hey, is your name Pyrex? I can't see through your ass.
You can ask, why do I think there are so many freaking tall guys here at South by Southwest? What the heck?
For those who don't know, I'm sitting down on 6'6",
he's
and it's
like
crazy.
A
and
giant.
Hugh Forrest is 6'6", and
Hugh,
Mr.
what's his
Driscoll,
name?
Hugh Forrest
Hugh
is 6'6".
He
runs South by Southwest.
It's like Land of the Giants.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
It's crazy. Yeah. No, none of you are from Texas. You're just huge, huge, giant people.
But you're a giant brand, so we're trying to keep up. That's
but
about,
I still, I literally look up to you. Yeah. I mean, we were at lunch, we were at dinner last night, and we took a picture together. And it's like I'm like Eric's 6-year-old.
Hey guys, it's Eric. Sorry to interrupt. I'm in LA this week, but I hope you enjoy this podcast. You probably recognize that voice. It is the one and only Al Roker. You will also notice we did this interview at South by Southwest, and we did it on iconic 6th Street. Actually, we did it at the Driscoll Hotel. And so we kept some of the noise and background in there. You'll hear us talking about it, even laughing about it. And that's what we did that's unique for this podcast as well. We left the mics open so you can hear the behind the scenes of what kind of guy Al Roker is. And he's a phenomenal guy, as you'll find out. But we cover things like personal branding. We also get into storytelling. And most importantly, we cover off how to be yourself. That's the easiest path to success. How to be your super you. Anyways, thanks for listening and enjoy this podcast.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.
And then next year, when we're sitting here, because you're going to love it so much, we're sitting here toasting. We got the champagne out. We're toasting Al Roker. We're toasting Al Roker Entertainment. What does that toast look like after a successful year?
It looks like a couple of shows on cable and or broadcast, some digital programming, branded entertainment, which for us is something that I think we do fairly well because it doesn't look like an infomercial. It's a good television show that just happens to be sponsored by somebody.
No, that's great. And I mean, you work with some of the top brands in the world. What are some of the things that you guys do for them?
Well, we find opportunities to get their message across and yet entertain the consumer. We did something with Purina, where when the new Annie was coming onto Broadway, we helped them find the search for Sandy. And it was an interesting process. How the guy, Bill Berlone, who has found the original Sandy for Broadway and finds every Sandy for all the touring shows, goes about finding his Sandy, which is always a rescue. And so that's, I think that's what we excel at, because our DNA is based in journalism, storytelling, and personality.
Yeah, and I mean, when you talk about personality, like in your DNA, when you think about personal brands, because everyone's out there trying to build their own personal brand, and you know, like you'd be at the top on how to do that. And so for the audience and those out there trying to do that, are there any tips or tricks to do that?
You know, I would, because I kind of did this, and it wasn't like I had some grand plan, trust me. I'd love to say, oh yes, I had this great idea. No, I didn't. But what I did have was a mentor who kind of put me on this track without me knowing him. Willard Scott was my mentor. This was before he used the word mentor. Yeah. Yeah. He took me under his wing, basically. And the thing he told me was two things. Never give up your day job. And so my day job is doing weather. And everything else around that is great, but my core is weather. But the other thing he's told me, which holds you in good stead, whether it's professional or personal, he said, always be yourself. Okay. Because at the time when I met him, I was trying to be this wild and crazy character.
And he said, look, that'll last a year, maybe two, three, but eventually that wears off. Yeah. If you're yourself, nobody can take that from you. Yeah. And don't think of yourself as a brand. Don't plan to be a brand. Okay. Be yourself.
Be yourself. And that's true. And you look at authenticity, or in our book, What Happens in Vegas Stays on YouTube, we talk about trying to be authentic. And in today's world, how it sounds like that still rings true.
You try to. I mean, listen, people who meet me sometimes will realize I'm more quiet than the on-air Al Roker. I mean, I can have a good time, but if I was like that all the time, it would get very annoying. As it is, it's very annoying to my family, and I'm not like that 100% of the time. So to do that 100%, but I think that you've got to be really, and everybody has different parts. So there's nothing wrong with having a quiet side, a crazy side, a fun side, a serious side.
Yeah. No, it's true. And then looking at what you do, it's insane to me how much you can do. And so you're on TV 5 hours a day, two different stations, two different shows. You've got Al Roker Entertainment, and you're doing all this other activity outside of that. So obviously, when you surround your team with, you have your team.
Right.
What have you learned to outsource or give to a teammate?
I think you have to find what people on your team do well. Yeah. And let them do it. Okay. Don't micromanage, because that's why they're there. You can be the best at one thing or several things, but you can't be great at everything. And just admit that and know that. And you can, it allows you to be your best because you release that to other people. I have to be on TV for Wake Up with Al on the Weather Channel. And when I do the weather on the Today Show. But when I'm doing a production, I have a great head of that runs my company, Tracy Brennan. We've got a great marketing guy in Ron Pruitt. We've got a great PR guy in John Harris. We've got all these people who do really good things better than I could ever do it. So why am I going to do that? My ego, I've got a big ego, okay? So I'll live it. But it's not that big. I know that there are other people who do things better than I do.
Hey guys, it's Eric. Thanks again for everything that you do, especially those that are posting reviews. It's a very selfless act. You're posting it forward. You're paying it forward by posting these reviews, because it allows others to discover the Super You podcast, and that helps them unlock and unleash their inner superpower. Most importantly, you're helping us on our mission, so we consider you part of the Equal Man family. We consider you helping us entertain, educate, and empower 7 billion people by 2030. So thanks for posting those reviews. And what we started to do is we want to give you some love for your love. So we're giving you shout outs. We're reading a review on each podcast. The team is, whether that's Catherine, whether it's the Sahiti, whether it's any team member that's going to read those reviews. So hopefully it helps you in whatever you're doing. So thanks again, and keep on listening.
Hey, this is Sahiti. Today's review is from Mr. Boatman 4. He says, great podcast for my commute. I usually tune into his new episodes when at the gym or in my car ride to work. The podcast always helps my day get started on the right foot. Also, his voice is very soothing and palatable. Highly recommend a listen. Thanks a lot, Mr. Boatman 4. Keep the reviews coming.
And then when you're working with your team and by yourself, what in the world are you like trying to fix? Or where do you go, and this is my stamp, I want to leave this?
I like when people consume something that we do, that they realize that unless we get into scripted programming, and we may, we've had a couple of deals for comedies that didn't quite get to the pilot stage, but for all of our documentary-based programming, whether it's on the web or it's on TV or cable, the DNA in that is it would have happened whether we were there or not. It's not fake. It's not, housewives turning over tables. It's not, a lot of the stuff that you see that isn't real.
Right.
What happens on our programs happens on, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens on an Al Roker Entertainment program is what really happens.
Now that's good. And speaking of real life, we always like to kind of life hack or look at what do the greats do. And so I know you don't have a typical day. But if we were to look at Tuesday of this week or last week, if you don't mind, walk us through like what time you wake up, what do you do when you get up in the morning, what do you eat, anything, what do you check, whether it's a newspaper, whether it's on your iPhone or whatever you use.
The alarm goes off at 3 o'clock. I take care of my toilet, and then I get on the web because I fairly after I take my shower. I have two meteorologists I talk with. I talk with my meteorologist at the Today Show, and then after that, I talk to my meteorologist at Wake Up With Al. And so I'm on the web looking at maps, graphics, what are we gonna do, what's the big story? So that's about 45 minutes to an hour. While I'm doing that, I'm multitasking. I'm getting my son's lunch together for school, although he's now starting to do it himself, so it's less for me to do. I'm on a protein thing right now, so I make some mini egg white omelets while we're talking. Egg whites, some vegetables. You put them in a muffin cup, put it in the oven, bake them. So I get all that together. I leave my house at about 4:15, weather permitting. I bike to work.
It's about in the rain even or no?
No, it's wet, I don't bike. Hold on, dude. Bam, we're outside here, but that's a little noise. Yeah. So you know this is live, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It looks like a chroma key, but what's this street, bros?
This is 6th,
this is
iconic 6th.
This is iconic 6th Street here. So you know it's happening. So you know, sounds like New York actually.
Yeah.
So then I get to the office, I get makeup, or as I call it, special effects. We do the show, I wake up with Al from 5 to 6:50. Then I go downstairs from 30 Rockefeller Plaza, go across the street to Studio 1A, we do the Today Show from 7 till 10. We have after show meetings. Yeah. I leave NBC usually about 11, 11:30. I go to Al Roker Entertainment from say noon till 3, and then I head home.
Okay.
Odds are out of 7 days, probably 5 I make dinner.
Okay.
So, and then I usually hit the sack about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Okay. And when you're biking, you know, you have your helmet on and stuff, but does anyone ever go, ow?
I'm always stunned that people can recognize me. It's like, I wouldn't recognize me. Here's a black man driving on a bike. I have a Brompton, one of those folding British bikes, which is odd in itself, but I don't think odd enough that I would know me in a helmet riding it, albeit not, granted, I'm not doing like, you know, Tour de France speed, but I'm doing okay. Yep. So I don't know.
And then if you look at like bikes, you got cars.
Right.
So the Al Roker brand was a car. What kind of car would that be?
What kind of car would it be? I think it would be a Toyota Sienna.
Okay.
Which is, I have, because everybody looks down on it, but once they need one, everybody loves it. It's a living room on wheels. It's comfortable.
It's comfortable.
But it's got all kinds of tech stuff in it. Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, it's a, long before a couple of my friends have Mercedes. I could play music via Bluetooth on my Sienna before they could. They had to plug their phone in on their Mercedes.
Right.
I had Bluetooth. Baby, I'm telling you, this thing.
Then the Web of 92 Bluetooth before they had it.
I'm telling you, I think about the minivan is the most underrated conveyance out there, and that's what I like to think about me. That's how I've succeeded.
Yeah.
I've snuck under the radar. They don't see me coming, and then bam.
Now you mentioned storytelling earlier.
I did.
You're one of the greatest storytellers of all time. How do we storytell? It's so important in life and in business and. What's the secret sauce, if there is one?
I think keep it short.
Okay.
You know, you can embellish. For example, my big pet peeve, movies are too long.
Yeah.
I go into the movie, just about every movie I see, I could cut 20, 25 minutes out of it with no problem. perfect movie to me was Taken. 90 minutes, nonstop, and Liam Neeson became this kick-ass action star. But it was a great story. Yeah. It was driven. The action moved forward. I have a particular set of skills I've developed over a long period of time. If you release my daughter now, there will be no questions asked. But if you don't, I will hunt you down. I will find you, and I will kill you. What a great dude! Come on! Come on! Oh!
I don't even know how to
You don't even need
that.
Anything yeah. more than
you
that.
You don't need that. That's it.
Another thing. We used to have storytelling, even in just the opens to television shows. You don't do that anymore. They just get right to the action. I like to be wined and dined a little. You know? Give me a theme song. We don't have theme songs anymore.
They need a good theme song.
You need a good theme song. Yeah. You know?
What's the Al Roker theme song?
I'll give you a little. I get pumped up every morning walking from Studio 1A to go over to do Wake Up With Al. I play the theme from the A-Team.
Oh, nice.
It's one of the greatest themes ever. Mike Post, Pete Carpenter. But the soliloquy in the beginning sets up the show.
Yeah.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team. Tells you everything you need to know what's coming up.
I love it. And I love when a plan comes together.
Oh, that's Hannibal Smith.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is he your favorite? Who are the A-Team is your top?
Well, I got to go. You know what? Howling Mad Murdoch.
Okay.
I loved Mr. T. I played Mr. T for Halloween 2 years ago. But Howling Mad Murdoch was that just kind of, woo.
I pity the fool.
Ah.
Hey guys, I hope this podcast resonated with you. We previously recorded this podcast, South by Southwest. This year it was canceled, but I was fortunate to meet Al at a previous South by Southwest, and I hope you can tell that he is a national treasure. He truly is what he appears like on TV. He's just a great, great, great guy, and I loved being able to meet him, and love that he's fighting hunger in America. So anyways, thanks for listening today, and be safe.
7.
6.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Super, 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 super you.